or am I in Act 3, Chapter 9? Carnage among the Rakshasas. Scene 2. Lakshman severs Atikaya's head. The demon Atikaya then came to the forefront of the battle and rallied the terrified Rakshasas. As the huge body demon advanced, the monkeys ran away howling. They thought that Kumbhakarna had somehow returned to life. Surrounding Ram, they cried for protection. In the distance, Ram saw Atikaya, resembling a great mountain. Amazed at this sight, Ram turned to Vibhishan and asked, "Who is that monstrous Rakshasa seated in a chariot drawn by 1,000 horses? Being surrounded by flaming pikes, he seems like a dark cloud encircled by lightning flashes. Indeed, with his golden bows on all sides of the shining chariot, he is illuminating the battlefield just like the newly risen sun. His blazing arrows, going in all directions, are like so many sunbeams. Tell me the name of this lion-like warrior." "Oh, this is Ravana's son, a powerful fighter who has performed much asceticism and has thus acquired from Brahma different kinds of boons. The Creator has made him invincible to gods and demons, and has bestowed upon him many mystical weapons, as well as the wonderful chariot he is now driving. With his arrows, the demon has even checked Indra's thunderbolt and has cut down Varuna's invincible noose. Tackle him at once before he annihilates the entire army of monkeys." Ram watched as Atikaya penetrated into the monkey ranks. At once, he was surrounded by Nila, Dvivida, Mainda, Kumada, and Sharaba, all five great heroes among the monkeys. They assailed the Rakshasas from all sides, hurling huge rocks and trees at him. The demon easily repulsed all of their missiles with his arrows, which were bedecked with bright red jewels. Atikaya pierced all five of the monkeys and sent them running away. The demon thus struck fear into the monkey army, just as a furious lion would terrify a flock of deer. Atikaya looked around and saw Ram. Leaving aside the other monkeys, the Rakshasa drove across to Ram and issued a proud challenge. "I do not care to fight with common warriors. If you have the courage and strength, then stand against me today. I shall soon end your power and fame." Hearing this, Lakshman became infuriated. He seized his bow and twanged the string, making a sound which reverberated all around the battlefield. Lakshman gazed at Atikaya with bloodshot eyes, placing a long shaft on his bow. But the demon laughed derisively. "How dare you dare challenge me, O son of Sumitra? Why, you are only a boy unskilled in warfare. I cannot be faced even by the Himalaya mountain, nor even Earth itself. You seek to rouse the fire of universal destruction as it slumbers peacefully? You should not lose your life in this way. Depart swiftly, or else, if you choose to stand here, then be prepared for my arrows, which will quaff your lifeblood just as a lion quaffs down the blood of a deer. Lakshman could not tolerate Atikaya's arrogant words. He thundered back at the Rakshasa. Mere speech does not prove your prowess, O demon. Give up this empty boasting and demonstrate your strength at once. After you send at me the best of your arrows and missiles, I will strike your head off just as the wind blows a ripe fruit from a tree. Whether I am old or young is of no matter to you. You should know me as Death arrived here today for you. The three worlds were taken by Vishnu even while he was yet a child. Atikaya flared up in anger. He instantly fired an arrow which flew with the speed of the wind and resembling a meteor, shooting tongues of fire. Lakshman loosened his own arrow, which intercepted Atikaya's in mid-flight, splitting it in two. Atikaya grew even more enraged and fitted five more arrows to his bow, sending them at Lakshman within a moment. Again, Lakshman cut down the shafts as they sped toward him. Then, Lakshman seized a sharpened arrow, which shone with splendor. Pulling his own bow into a full circle, he released the shaft, piercing the demon in the brow. Atikaya shook like a mountain in an earthquake. Profuse blood ran down his head like oxides exuding from a mountain. The Rakshasa praised Lakshman's feat. He quickly sent 24 arrows at the prince, which seemed to light up the sky, but Lakshman struck all of them down. Seeing his opportunity as Lakshman deflected the arrows, Atikaya sent another fierce shaft, which struck the prince on his breast. Lakshman bled profusely and pulled out the arrow, tossing it aside. He then charged an arrow of his own with the force of the Agneya Astra, the powerful fire weapon. Seeing the arrow loosed for his destruction and blazing in the sky, Atikaya responded with an arrow imbued with the power of the sun god. The two mystic missiles met in space like two blazing planets colliding in the heavens. Reduced to ashes, they both fell to earth. Atikaya fired at Lakshman, a weapon presided over by Yamaraj. But the prince countered it with a missile empowered with the force of the wind god. Lakshman quickly responded by covering the son of Ravana with countless arrows, so that neither the demon nor his chariot were even visible. Sweeping away those arrows with his sword, the demon did not feel at all harassed. He shot a deadly arrow at Lakshman, which hit him in the chest and caused the prince to faint for some moments. Regaining consciousness, He shot razor-headed arrows, which cut down the demon's flag standard. He killed the chariot driver and several rows of the Rakshasa's horses. But although he struck the demon's body with innumerable arrows, he could not hurt him in the least. As Lakshman stood confounded, the wind god Vayu approached and said, "This demon is clad in an impenetrable armor bestowed upon him by Brahma himself. Indeed, the Rakshasa cannot be slain except with Brahma's weapon." Hearing the celestial voice, Lakshman took out a large golden arrow, fitting it to his bow. He recited the incantations to invoke Brahma's missile. As he chanted the mantras, the sky seemed to shake and the earth groaned. With that arrow on his fully stretched bow, Lakshman appeared like death incarnate. He released the arrow, and it sped with a terrible cracking sound toward the demon. Atikaya saw that diamond-headed, bedecked arrow approaching him, blazing like the midday sun. The demon was struck with fear. Moving with blinding speed, he hurled javelins, spears, pikes, maces, and axes at the arrow. He also struck it with numerous arrows of his own, but the shaft could not be checked. It baffled the demon's weapons and continued to course swiftly through the air. The blazing arrow caught Atikaya in the neck, severing his head and throwing it some distance onto the battlefield. When Ravana's son was slain, the remaining Rakshasas sent up a wail. Crying in discordant tones, they ran about in fear. Unable to find a protector, they turned their faces toward the city and hastily retreated. The monkeys surrounded Lakshman and praised him, shouting with joy. The prince smiled and returned to his brother's side. Ram embraced Lakshman, glorifying his wondrous feat. Flowers fell from the sky and heavenly drums sounded. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.